Welcome back to that 590 show. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in service to this country, and the unofficial start of the summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kemner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, have a wide inventory of both, and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. So before the commercial break, you were talking about video of the Tennessee Titans offensive lineman at the Bridgestone Arena for Game 3.
With Marcus Mariota cheering them on.
They're at the Bridgestone Arena for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, and they're crushing beer cans with their heads, cheering on the Nashville Predators. And I said they really are having fun in Nashville with that hockey team. And it makes me think that I don't think St. Louis really has fun with their sports teams.
I disagree. I think the St. Louis and the Blues bring out that kind of stuff.
The St. Louis and the Blues, I think they have a lot more fun than what the Cardinals do. You're right. The Cardinals are very buttoned up.
But you still think it doesn't compare to what they're doing in Nashville? No, but I think Nashville is also a different kind of city. I think the fact that Nashville is it has turned into a transient city that's literally chock full of 25-year-olds changes the atmosphere of
that's true, and they're not all from Nashville,
and so that's why I think that's also it. Is a lot of these people aren't going because it's a game they really care about. They're going because they're gonna party. So I think that may also give to the aura at down there, the era down there. Although it's been like that pretty much since they got that franchise. Manny Strickland's talked about how, you know, that they've always been a kind of a raucous crowd base ever since they really got started there. But I think we're seeing it pushed up, obviously, because of the playoffs, but obviously I think because of the city that Nashville is now.
I'm just wondering why we can't do that here in St. Louis, though. That's the thing. I mean, I remember...
We are buttoned-up Midwesterners, Matthew Berger.
Well, I mean, what the hell is Nashville?
They're Smashville, Nash Vegas. They're a little bit looser. They're not like us. They're doing blues stuff.
Because...
I mean, we're called the Blues. That was bad.
Because I remember it was a couple years ago when the Royals were playing the Orioles in the first round of the Major League Baseball playoffs, and the Royals would have these shirts on, the Royals players, after the game that said, "These O's ain't Royal." And I just thought that was awesome. I laughed hysterically, and I'm like, there is no way in the hell the Cardinals would ever have any kind of shirt like that. And I forgot who it was. There was a player for the Royals who would tweet out, I think it was after they won their first round series, would tweet out, "Oh, hey, we're all going to go to this bar at the Power and Light District, so everybody come on out and let's have a drink." Could you imagine anybody in the Cardinals team doing something like that? There's no way in hell. So I don't understand why it seems like everybody else is having more fun with their sports than what people in St. Louis are. Let's go to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Hockey Bob is joining us. Good evening, Hockey Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. About ready to wash my car. I love living in St. Louis. I love rooting for the Blues. But one of my biggest complaints from fans is the constant whining and bitching when things don't go exactly the way they want them to. Instead of just enjoying the sport for what it is, I'll give you a comparison. Nashville and the Cubs fans, before the Cubs won the World Series, fans would flock to Wrigley Field just to see baseball. Yes, they wanted their team to win, but if they didn't, it was not a big deal. They got drunk in the daytime. They didn't go to work, and they had a great time. And to me, that's what sports is supposed to be about. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, when I went to my first sports game, I didn't care who won. I didn't care who was in the lineup. All I cared about was having a good time, enjoying myself, and watching the game. And I think as we grow up, we become very critical and very cynical, and I think that's sad. I think more adults ought to look at sports as the pure entertainment value that it was designed for and not get so serious about when their teams don't do good or when their expectations don't get met by what the team's doing, stuff like that. But, you know, the downside about Nashville is this. I've been on a lot of forums. Nashville will not sell tickets to people outside of the Nashville area.
Yeah.
There was a very irate Anaheim Ducks fan who really wanted to go to tonight's game, and he couldn't get tickets because Nashville wouldn't sell them to him. And I think that that's sad. I think that the league should have mandated the fact that tickets should be sold to anybody at any given time. It doesn't matter where you come from or what zip code you live in. So this is just my thought.
Sure, but I think if you're going to do that, I'd be like, okay, you could come in, you could buy the ticket, but you're going to have to fly to Nashville, you're going to have to pay cash the day of the game, and good luck getting one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I would do it. I mean, it's a private organization, and they can you know, not sell tickets to whoever they don't want to not sell tickets to.
Yeah, but that puts a bad mark on that organization because no other team has done that that I know of. The Blues tried to not sell tickets for Chicago fans, but it didn't work out because Chicago fans got around it, and they figured out how to get tickets without having to buy them through the Blues Ticketmaster or whatever. But yeah, I just think it's sad that you limit it. I know it's a private organization. I've worked for many, but I think it's sad that you're an entertainment industry and you're limiting the compass of who is buying the product that you're selling. I think that's sad.
Hockey Bob, have a great night, sir.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do one of my favorite new segments on this show.
Oh, here we go.
Completely hackneying somebody else's job, but like I say,
okay.
He's not in media anymore. He's off the air, so I'm going to steal his job. And let's go into another wonderful edition of the three most ridiculous things that caller just said. Number three most ridiculous thing Hockey Bob just said, it's ridiculous the team limits who can buy their tickets. Of course they do that. Every team does that. You just said it. Who else does that? And then you named a team that did that. The St. Louis Blues try to do it. Of course you're going to try to eliminate the amount of opposing fans that can come to your game, especially when it's a team that is right up the road. That's 101. The Hawks do it to the Blues. The Blues try to do it to the Hawks. Like you said, they just get around it. So how is it that ridiculous to have that rule? The number two most ridiculous thing Hockey Bob said there, he said, I don't know why fans get mad when their teams don't succeed. Where have you been for the last 80 years? That's what sports in America is.
That's what makes them fans.
It's always been that point. Do people get too excited or too worked up? Yes, but is the fact that some people get angry when things don't work out for their team ridiculous? Of course not. There's no other point to watch sports, which then, of course, brings us to our number one most ridiculous thing Hockey Bob said. We care too much about the win and the loss. What are you watching the game for? I love sports as much as you do. And heck, I'll rewatch old games where I already know who the winner and the loser is. But the whole point of everything, the essence of this entire thing, is who's the winner and who's the loser at the end. And fans care too much about that. They should just go watch the game for the love of the game. I'm sorry, we're not all 12 years old anymore.
Have a text
that
coming in.
That was ridiculous.
Have a text coming in from a 314. Hockey Bob is a total loser. That seems a little unfair, but
let's not call him a loser.
The texters do not like Hockey Bob. I mean, would it be nice if we all watched sports with the same kind of Pollyannish attitude that we did when we were 12 years old? I know I cared about who won and who lost when I was 12. But, I mean, can anybody watch a sporting event? Like, let's say you're watching a sporting event where you really don't care. Okay, like, let's say this Pittsburgh Penguins, Ottawa Senators, Eastern Conference Finals. Rocchio, do you really care who wins?
No.
I don't either. But, like, if you're going to watch it, I mean, should we watch every sporting event like we're watching the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL? Like, we really don't give a bleep.
Also, I don't care now.
Who wins?
But ask me if I care who wins when it's game five with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter and one of the teams is down by 15. I guarantee you, at that moment, if you ask me who you're rooting for, I will have a very adamant and strong answer, and I will give you reasons as to why. Because in the moment, it's more fun to get caught. And that's another thing. You can act like, well, people get too worked up. It's more fun to get worked up. That's the one thing about March Madness that makes March Madness amazing. It's that a team you've never been a fan of before and a team you will never talk about again, in those 5 minutes when they're trying to pull off that upset and they're up by six and you're screaming every time they turn the ball over, that's a fun little, you know, change from the usual. That is a That's one of my favorite parts about sports, finding a random game and just picking a team and going gung-ho on that team for
now,
those 10 minutes. It's fun!
This is a very old joke, so Giamatti, get ready to hit me with it. But this is an extraordinarily... You have it ready, Giamatti? Okay, get ready to hit me with it. This is a very old joke.
God.
Looking at Clyde Frazier, looking at his suit, nice suit, Clyde. Who the hell shot the couch?
Oh, my... Oh, no, give him. Give
Giamatti liked it. I thought for sure I was going to get the other one.
Give him the Price is Right. Thank you.
That's the one I was expecting. I was expecting that.
Unbelievable.
I like the older Joe.
Okay, thank you. Giamatti is as a sentimentalist when it comes to sports.
I love you, hockey. I love you, hockey Bob. There's not a single part of that line of reasoning that I can get behind. there's just not. I'm sorry.
The whole point I was trying to make is that it seems like, I'm not saying that St. Louis doesn't have any fun with its sports teams. I'm just wondering why we don't have more fun than what we are having.
I think it's because we're in a city right now. Hot take, ready? Here we go. We're in a city right now that is
in decline,
dominated by all those people older than 50. You know what? I'm going to change something else. You know what the problem with the baby boomers is? It's that they keep writing articles about how everything's the millennials' fault. No, and I'm joking around, of course. But I would wonder if you look at the demographics, how old is this city compared to some other cities in America? It would not shock me if the demographics came out that this city was relatively old, as in the average age of a citizen in St. Louis is higher than places like Nashville. Wouldn't shock me, and honestly, I think that would be one of the things. There's a reason why everyone in St. Louis chuckles when you make a joke about old people telling you to sit down when you're standing up in front of them at a Cardinals game or a Blues game. There's a reason we have those jokes. It's because those things happen to everyone who has ever gone to a sporting event, whether it be at the Dome when the Rams are still here or at a Cardinal game. It does happen less at the Blues game. That's why I think people get looser there. But there's a reason, St. Louis, we have those jokes. It's because for some reason, when it comes to our sporting events, we're very buttoned up.
What do you got, Giamatti?
The 2000 St. Louis metro area, Missouri population is 2 million. There are 358 people per square mile. Population density, the median age is 38.5. The U.S. median age is 37.4.
Okay, so
really
it's
not
it's
that
it's,
much older than the median age.
So just
that's
a
surprising.
Year. So not a huge difference.
I thought it'd be a little bit higher. They talk about how, you know, no young kids want to, I guess, when it comes to little tech stuff, St. Louis is doing pretty okay in the way of getting some young professionals, but we've always talked about how St. Louis is shrinking. Everyone's moving away. No one's moving back.
You know, they got that MLS team. All I know is that.
You know what? You know what?
The city would have instantly gotten younger.
I'll say it right now. Too soon. Too soon. You know what? Too soon, buddy. All right. Some of us soccer fans are still smart. All right. Too soon.
It's weird,
especially when they're disproving stories that it might be coming back.
It's weird to think that people are moving away, considering most people from St. Louis tend to stay in St. Louis.
Yeah, it is kind
of
weird that.
There's also that part of a lot of people staying in St. Louis. I'm just saying that, like, lately over the last 10 years, you've heard a lot of points about how young
companies are all in California.
That's funny thing is that St. Louis is actually doing pretty good when it comes to being a city that's bringing in tech jobs.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that
for young professionals,
especially when you look at like Northern California, you have any idea how expensive it is to live in Northern California?
So expensive. Yeah,
if you make $250,000 and you're trying to live in San Francisco, you're almost a pauper.
You're not even living comfortably.
Comfortably making $250,000 a year living in San Francisco.
It's a beautiful city, but
I don't know. I just think that's the reason why you see the St. Louis pulled back. I think it's just part of our identity in that. I think it stems completely from the Cardinals. I think
if
the Blues were the primary draw in this city, I think you'd see the attitude of the hockey games bleed over the baseball games. But because baseball is the primary sport here, I think you see the attitude of the baseball games, which is for some reason very buttoned up, very. It's odd in that way. I remember when I was older, you know, like 19 and 20 going to games and being yelled at by old people because they didn't like that I was cursing when I would yell stuff. And it's the crazy thing for me. It wasn't like a parent yelling at me because there were kids near me. It was literally an 80-year-old woman who's like, I don't feel like hearing that when I come to the ballpark. And I'm like,
you're 80, you've heard
I'm
it
like,
before.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I would like to see somebody tell another person in Yankee Stadium to stop cursing.
Yeah.
Or Red Sox.
I know exactly how that would go.
Or in Fenway. Or even in Wrigley. It would shock me. So I just think that's what it is with the Blues. It just spills over a little bit. We're buttoned up fanbase when it comes to the Cardinals.
Even when the Rams were here.
Good fly ball.
And I always heard this from people on the outside, that NFL fans in St. Louis, they watch a football game like they're watching a baseball game. Like, they don't really get that into it.
And again, it was.
And you're right. Even when you watch the baseball games, something big happens in a baseball game and they'll do the action shot to the crowd, it is kind of like polite clapping. It's not like standing up and jumping up and down unless it's, you know, David Freeze in game six of the World Series, unless it's something, you know, once in a lifetime like that. But, I mean, a lot of times, you're right, it's a lot of polite clapping. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand why we don't have more fun. This is supposed to be the toy department of life. I don't understand when people take their sports talk seriously. They take sports seriously.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're rolling back in Hockey Bob territory. Be careful
there. You're rolling into Hockey Bob territory.
Let's take a commercial break and then one quick final segment coming up next. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.